This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game, it's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters, the hockey moms and hockey dads, and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house.
You're definitely ready.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Yep.
You got a Rangers jersey?
I did. I got a vintage one. Remember, like, 2 weeks ago when you're like, oh, I'll wear my Kane jersey when it's, like, the cool thing to wear, like, a vintage jersey to games?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I had already gotten this jersey. And then I was like, it's still cool to wear vintage jerseys to games, isn't it?
It is. Who is so, who is that?
I have a Mark Messier jersey.
Oh, nice.
Pretty sick, right? I saw that they had their vintage ones on sale, and I was like, ooh, so I can get, like, Messier or I can get Gretzky. But I was like, I already have a Gretzky Kings jersey, and I just love it.
I love it too.
So
I love the vintage.
I finally got my Rangers jersey that I've been wanting. It's vintage.
Yep, now a Rangers fan.
Yeah, and it's my favorite jersey.
It's like awesome.
they're just so cool. So
it's such a clean American look with the red, white, and blue, and I love the Rangers across the chest like that on the angle.
Yeah. It's a good call. Sorry, it's a little dark in here. I'm gonna put my light on.
Yeah, you should. It's ironic that you're wearing a Rangers jersey, and after all the flack from the internet about me being a Wild fan, I was like, I better wear something Blackhawks today. And the thing is that shirt, nowhere on it does it say Minnesota Wild, first of all. So it is solely the player.
Whoa,
and,
hello.
Oh, that looks way better though. And it is not a Minnesota Wild shirt. It is not even Minnesota Wild colors. Therefore, I am still not a Minnesota Wild fan, and everybody can just deal with it. Okay. Welcome to it's the fine. Episode, folks.
Welcome to the episode.
It's episode, you know, 143.
143. Isn't 143? Isn't that what you text people like?
I love you.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't say that phrase unless it's to mate.
But is that how it looks when you send it? You like turn it sideways?
Four. No, the four would be for love and three would be you. So yeah, like 1, 1, 4, 3, like letters.
Got it.
Yep.
I think. But yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't text that to people.
Me neither. Oh.
But yeah, welcome to the episode. I'm Ray Ray.
I'm Breezy.
And
my new Rangers jersey.
It's phenomenal. It's so fantastic. Sick. Was this what you forgot to do last week?
Yeah.
Like, no. Yeah. Oh wait. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was actually gonna do two surprises this week. I was gonna show you this, and then I was also gonna be drinking espresso martini so you can like witness that. But I decided to refrain because I needed to only have like one exciting thing happen at once.
Okay.
So maybe next week I'll bust open an espresso martini for you.
Heck yeah. I think you should.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal jersey. It's so much better than the reverse retro or whatever they call it. Retro reverse jerseys.
Like, although I do like the white one, but then I was like, I feel like I just have to go standard blue.
No, you made the right call. You got the right jersey. And considering that this is like your fourth team sort of fan situation that like you go vintage and you get the classic and then you know it's acceptable, at least in my book.
And plus, like, I've always said this is my favorite jersey in all the league, so I went vintage.
Comment on that, but yeah, it's comfy. Great,
it's comfy.
I like it.
Like the Blackhawks. No, the Blackhawks do have one of the best jerseys in the league too. I do.
Listen,
agree with that.
I don't need you to pump my tires on. I already know what I know.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no. I know you know.
But yes, it is a very classic jersey. and I like it very much. So looks good. The blue is good on you. Excellent choice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Excellent choice.
Yes.
Should we just talk about the Rangers while we're at it?
Sure. What are we talking about?
Dance moves.
Oh, Matt Zuccarello got the moves. Yeah, I saw the video and I sent it to Ray and I said, I didn't say anything. I just sent it to you actually, because there's no statement that needs to be said. But apparently all of his other former teammates and current teammates always say that he's got the moves and he dances before games. And there was a video that came out of him. I don't even remember what it was. I kind of forgot what song it was, but
yeah,
he's got the moves.
Mm-hmm. He's just kind of like standing there and like moving his shoulders and like, he's not really dancing. Is that dancing?
He's kind of dancing. Yeah.
He's like dancing, like waiting to go out of the tunnel, like onto the ice. And everybody's just like, there he is. He's dancing.
He's dancing.
I love to see these things though. Like, I'm so glad some of these different stories come out about the players and then we actually get to see it. Like, these are the things that the fans want to know about, is like, you know, we know the TJ Oshie, Tom Wilson. There we go. I got it.
Okay.
This coming slow, folks. when he slaps him they slap each other in the butt with their sticks and then the back of the knees. Like, that's their thing. We know that, but I like seeing some of these other things.
Yeah, me too. It's
that
fun.
Are maybe not just like the traditional superstition stuff that we're used to. So,
right. Yeah. Exactly.
Big fan of this.
Very big fan of this.
Something I'm not a fan of.
Jordan Bennington.
Uh-huh. Is anybody a fan of this guy anymore? Where are his marbles?
I'd be very surprised.
What's going on with this guy?
I still think he's a serial killer.
I'm he's starting to think there's something a little off. More than just hyping up and playing some kind of character or whatever. I'm just waiting to see them announce him go into the player assistance program for like some kind of, I don't know. He needs help, because this is beyond just regular being kind of an annoying player, right? Like, there's Corey Perry's in the world, right? That are kind of, you know, add a little slap here and there, but this is,
I mean, even the Matthew nuts. Kachuk's the Matthew Kachuk is Matthew Kachuk. I guess you can't really compare too many other players to him, but he's also a pesk. But I feel like Jordan Bennington is more than a pesk at this point. I think he's just got some issues.
Wait, are you saying pesk or pest? Like pesky?
Pesky. Did I say pest? I meant pesk.
I think you said pesk.
Well, whatever the right word is, I don't
it's
really
know. Okay. I'm not judging you. I'm just trying to think.
Pesky.
Is that a new
he's
word?
He's definitely pesky.
No, he's pesk. He's a pesk. We're going
he's
with
a pesk. It. Yeah, he's a pesk.
I love it. We make up new words here. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Pesky. He's a pesky guy. What was I going to say? Oh, well, I don't even know what the story was.
Benner.
So it looked like, so Fleury said that he saw Bennington slap somebody in the nuts, right?
Right. Like take a Hartman. Pad or a stick.
Wasn't it Hartman?
Yeah. Because Hartman had just Hartman. Scored and he kind of like tripped over Binner. Like he either Binner got in the way after, like there was a little bit of a collision. It didn't look like intentional. You know, sometimes things, wires get crossed, and Binner just freaking lost his ever loving mind. I mean, they were down. That was it the third goal, maybe?
I think it was.
Fourth, fifth? I don't know. It was something ridiculous. Like, he'd already given up a ton of goals. He ended up getting pulled from the game.
Are you just acting like you don't know what the score was because you're not a Minnesota Wild fan?
No, I really don't remember. It was like, kidding. No. Listen, I'm not a Minnesota Wild fan.
I'm just kidding.
No, this is good. But no, I don't remember what the score was. I just was like, couldn't believe the antics. And I was just so happy to see that Marc-Andre Fleury of the Minnesota Wild was like ready to go, and he was fired up and didn't agree with the choices that Binnington was making towards his players.
And he wanted to fight, and his I heard that his agent wanted him to fight too.
Oh, his agent's a little, but okay. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's okay. Rumor mill, I guess, but
his agent is very opinionated, publicly opinionated on Twitter. He remember he did the like knife in the back of DeBoer when he
was still with the Knights. Yeah.
That picture or some sort of imagery
I
like
forgot
that.
About that.
A little extreme. Yeah. So maybe pump the brakes with Fleury's agent commenting on the situation. I think Fleury can handle it himself, clearly. Yeah. And then somebody who follows us sent me, they found a clip of Fleury fighting when he was in the minors, I think, or in college or something like that. But he can throw down. Like, Fleury is not afraid to throw some knucks. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway, Ryan Reeves made a comment on it.
What did he say?
I had the little clip here.
Tell me.
It says, I don't exactly know what he was doing. He just got buried on, took a 5-minute penalty, and is trying to fire up the crowd. It was weird time to fire up a crowd. Hey, appreciate the power play, I guess. But it was Benner like throwing his arms up, like give it to me, you know. But
he was trying to get the crowd going or something after he just gave up a goal and they were losing. And like,
I mean, I guess you can try to get the crowd going for a goalie fight, but like it didn't even happen.
No, I'm a little curious why the refs wouldn't let that go. But
I know. It's like, why?
That's everybody's call. That was what most people's reactions were online, of just, why wouldn't you let them, like, how disappointing that we did not get a Fleury and Binnington fight. And
I know.
He got a 2-game suspension, Binnington, Jordan Binnington of the Blues.
Unless they knew he was going to probably get suspended and they were just trying to break it up and just send him on his way so he didn't cause any more damage.
I mean,
I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, the refs have a pretty good pulse of the players, and
yeah,
they might have a sense of where Binner's at headwise, and maybe they did not think it was the safest move. So, I mean, I'm going to trust the refs on that one, because
yeah, you have
clearly,
to, right?
Yeah. And the antics from him lately have just been, it's not backed up by his play on the ice. And that's where I think people like Ryan Reeves is like, bro, I can't even, like, I'm going to dummy you. You're just like, what are you even talking about? You know, it's like, you don't have a leg to stand on when you can't back it up with your play on the ice, right? Like when he was first doing this, we've talked about this before with him. This is just, I'm over it. I'm over him. I don't think this is a positive thing for the game. No. This is not something to be teaching the next generation of players, of like, you can be a complete basket case goalie and get away with it in the league, and all you get is like, I just think it's sending some of the wrong messages. But
yeah, fair enough.
The dirtiness of it, yes. Yeah. There are players that are pesks on the ice, but
peskies, yeah.
You know, that's like being gritty and sort of pushing the boundaries in some way, but this is just banana lands.
Yeah.
With the,
well, I don't know what else is banana lands.
Yeah, what?
Also on the Blues, winger Jacob Verana took a skate to the face during morning skate, and he took 25 stitches, like mostly to his nose. I found the picture of it.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a full bubble and he played, but what is going on?
His nose was like sliced off almost. Like,
yeah.
The amount of, like, he's lucky he still has a nostril. Yeah. His face is still like, he's lucky that didn't go anywhere else, but that's like super scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the Blues are, they're for sale right now, right? They're in a tough place. Their coach is not happy with their performance, and you can tell there's some angst happening in there in that locker room. And I don't really think that Binnington is helping it.
No,
I don't think that gets your teammates fired up. I think Zook's little dance moves get people get the boys going a little bit more, I think, than whatever that was. So
agreed.
There's that. This week's episode of the House of Hockey podcast is brought to you by the biggest tournament in college basketball is underway, and the action is just getting started on DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Plus, combine multiple bets for a shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings will be featuring parlays and odds boosts all tournament long, so be sure to check the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day to see what they have in store. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code THPN, that's THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any pregame moneyline bet and get $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. The Chicago Blackhawks, shockingly, have been eliminated from the playoffs.
They have.
I'm so surprised.
I kind of like that. I mean, I think it's obvious, you know, I think it's obvious, but I kind of like that they start eliminating teams like pretty far in advance, because then like it almost gets you like more and more excited for like the remaining teams. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I was excited to see like certain teams, but like I think it just gets to where you're just like, they're eliminated. That means playoffs are coming so soon. Like, and who else? Like, but at the same time too, it's, you look at the standings, we'll go over the standings here in a little bit, but it's like, there's no way that some of these teams are going to make it, but they're like, they're fighting so hard.
Yes, they are. The Blackhawks are not one of them, as we know. It is exciting because that does mean like, and we just had, I think, was it last week that Boston clinched?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, we've had the first official in, I think. I don't think I've seen any others. And I don't think, I think the Blackhawks are the first team eliminated. Unless I missed it.
The San Jose Sharks were also eliminated.
Oh, okay.
They were the first team to be eliminated, I believe.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. So you're not the first team. Don't worry.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
It should make you feel a lot better.
Yeah. It's just a long road. It's a long road.
Hey, someone's got to go through it.
I know. Just happens to be me now. What is this note you see about Jonathan Toews? I couldn't find this story.
Yeah, so the fourth period, what's his first name? Dave Pagnotta had tweeted that Jonathan Toews is seriously considering retirement after the season, and he believes that he has already played his last game.
Wow.
Nothing has come out yet. It's just obviously rumor mill. Fourth period has fairly credible reports. Depends on who you ask. I think he's pretty credible. And I think it's like something that everyone's probably kind of thought about. He's just not the player he has been. I don't know why I'm talking on your behalf. Just my opinion here, but he's not the player that he has been. He's obviously going through some struggles. He's voiced this many, many times, and he's out currently because he's now having issues again. It sucks that he would have to retire on these terms. It's going to be a sad day.
I know.
It really will be. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't blame him. I mean, this is one of those weird things where it's like when Marian Hossa had to retire. Like, he obviously could have still kept playing as far as like general physicality, if you will, but overall health wise, I mean, Hossa had that rare skin condition that he was allergic to the clothes and the gear. And then Jonathan Tays has long COVID. So he's dealing still with like weird symptoms from that. And then his other disease, that's name I can't remember, but it's sort of like
an acute autoimmune
something or other. Yeah. And you just hate to see that when he really could, I mean, if he didn't have those things, he could still play and play. Yeah. It's not like his mind isn't there. It's just that like his body is not letting him do what he wants to do in the way he wants to do it. And that's super frustrating. And I mean, he took off a whole season to try to repair from that autoimmune thing. And then he came back and he was doing great and he was looking well out on the ice. And it would be just sad to see if that's the way, like sort of being forced to retire, even though you're not really ready mentally.
Right.
That would suck. That would suck big time. And
it would.
I mean, I've had so much time to mourn all of this that it's not as big of a blow. And I'm happy to see Kaner smiling again. And like him and Panarin had just an incredible assist goal situation the other day, and just seeing them finding their rhythm, like we said, like just give it a little bit of time and they're going to find their groove, and just seeing him happy and playing to his peak is just very fulfilling, given that like yes, he had to leave, but at least he's still at the top of his game and happy. So I just want the best for them. Just wish them all the best. I sound like you now, like I just want everybody to be happy.
Just want everybody to be happy, just have fun.
I want everybody to win. Yeah. But no, that would be really sad. But I don't think it would be very surprising to a lot of people. I mean, obviously, Taze has tried to get back to it. I mean, he took the time off, worked on his health. You know, he is very health conscious. He is very into all of that. And just, you know, he's not one who's, you know, out throwing him back every night. I don't think he's a little more on the McKinnon side of the world, I think, as far as like health and nutrition and wellness and things like that go. So he's clearly taking it seriously and doing his best. So you can't fault the guy. Sometimes there's just nothing you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens. Autoimmune diseases are no joke.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, no, they're not.
Oh, no, no, no.
But should we go through the standings? I didn't look before we started because I wanted to have a natural reaction. Let's start us off. I can pull it up.
Do you want to cover the East? I'll cover the Pacific.
Okay. Western.
Yeah, okay. East and West. Maybe I should have had my martini today because I would be way more aware of what's going on in my life.
You know, it's okay. Okay, I got it. In the East, in the Metro, Carolina Hurricanes are at the top of the standings there, followed by the New Jersey Devils and the New York Rangers, who are all very close in relative points, followed by the New York Islanders, who could have a wild card spot, Pittsburgh Penguins, Washington Capitals, Philadelphia Flyers, and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Then over in the Atlantic, obviously, Jesus Christ, the Boston Bruins have 109 points. That's just crazy. Yeah. That's like at this point. Anyway, Toronto Maple Leafs follow with 93 points and the Tampa Bay Lightning 90. And then there's a big gap in points with the Florida Panthers, who have 77, Buffalo Sabres, Ottawa Senators, Detroit Red Wings, and the Montreal Canadiens. I don't think any of that's too much of a surprise. I think maybe people are expecting Florida to be in a little bit of a better position, the Panthers. But I think we'll see how they do in the long term. I mean, anything can happen. Obviously, there's still quite a few games to be played and points to be had. And The wild card race is always the fun part. But
yeah, I think that's where it gets pretty fun. We'll go over wild card here in a second.
Yeah.
So in the West, you got Vegas and LA are tied with 90 points. So Vegas does have the upper hand right now. If the Kings would have won last night, well, on Saturday, they would have topped Vegas, but they did go into a shootout and they only got 1 point out of it, but whatever. Sneaky McSneaky, Dallas Stars came up, 89 points. Colorado Avalanche, Minnesota Wild, Edmonton Oilers, Seattle. Then you have Winnipeg, Calgary.
Oh, you're going in like the big thing. I didn't know. Okay. Yeah. I was like, where are I'm just you going down in here. The divisions? This is all yeah. over the place. Got it.
It is. Yeah. Where I go? Seattle, Winnipeg, Calgary, Nashville, the Blues. Then you got the Canucks. Then you got the Coyotes, Anaheim, Hawks, and the Sharks. I kind of just went back and forth between names and cities there, but hey, whatever. If you hit over on the wild card side.
Yeah.
So specifically earlier when I was talking about teams are fighting so hard to get into the playoffs, the Nashville Predators are trying so hard. They just have the worst case of the bad luck right now. The last game that they played yesterday, Saturday, we're recording on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
It was a matinee game. Roman Josi left the game in the first period. I have not heard anything as of yet, but I haven't looked. It's pretty early where I'm at right now. He did not come back in the second, and he did not come back in the third. Matt Duchene also left in the second period, but he did come back. Forsberg's still out. McCarron's still out. So, and Ryan Johansson's going to be out for long term, obviously, with his injury. But they are sitting at 76 points. Calgary's at 77, and the Winnipeg Jets are currently the last one in the wild card at 81 points. So if the Preds were going to make a push, they really do need Winnipeg and Calgary just to stop winning.
Yeah.
And the Preds need to start winning.
That's but one that's way to look tight, at it.
But that's how tight some of these games get, where it's like you don't have a whole lot of time left. Some teams are being eliminated. They have a chance, but like their chance is so thin. But you got to figure they're technically two spots out from like a wild card spot, but the odds of them getting there are very, very slim. Not impossible, but very slim. And that to me is just like mind blowing that like it can still happen.
It can. And here's another mind blowing thing. The Pittsburgh Penguins could make it into the playoffs.
Yeah, because they're right now sitting at number two on the wild card at 78 points. But the Florida Panthers have 77 points, so that's going to flip-flop. The Washington Capitals are at 73 points, so Washington's in the same place as the Preds a little bit, where they just need the other two teams to keep losing.
Right.
But they're not that far behind. Like, they have a better chance, I think, getting into the playoffs than the Preds, but it's a tight race.
Yeah, it's not decided at all. And, I mean, any of the teams... Let me see. What is the points difference here? 90. Yeah, no. The top three are pretty solidified in the East.
In the East, it's pretty solidified. And then you got 86. 86 with Edmonton. Edmonton and Seattle can dance still. Kind of just depends there. But 90 points with Vegas and LA, that's pretty solid up there.
And not unless my Minnesota losing. Wild has 86 points. The Avs have 86.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I forgot. I'm going to have to go up there, too. Yeah, 86, okay. 86. And Dallas has 89. So, I mean, anything's possible there, too.
Yeah, really. I feel like the West is still pretty wild, as it usually
pretty
is.
Open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'll be exciting to see. You're right. The Nashville could be a contender.
The thing is, though, is like, I was talking the other day, I was like, they're definitely, if they make it, they're not making it through the first round. Like, it would be a miracle for them to make it through the first round. But then I was like, but someone has to lose in the first round. Like, at least they'd make it to the playoffs.
That's true. Hey, that's true. It could be good for, you know, the morale and decisions that Barry Trotz gets to make in the offseason. So,
exactly. So, still got a lot of hockey to play.
Yeah.
the Preds, it's Sunday when we're recording this. The Preds are playing the Rangers today.
Okay.
So that's going to be tough. But the Preds also have, they play the Rangers today. Then they play Seattle back to back, I want to say. They have like a Thursday and like a Sunday game, I think it is. And then they had to play Boston. So they have hard games coming up. It's not impossible. The Blackhawks beat the Boston Bruins, like, what was it, like 5-1 or something like that?
It was a big, big gap. Yeah. But that's because Boston's resting probably there.
Yeah. So,
guys,
but, again, it is possible, but the Preds do have some hot teams that they're going to be playing here. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. All right. Big question. Who are you cheering for, the Rangers or the Preds?
I'm going to go Preds. I got to go Preds. The Rangers are pretty solid.
You made a decision. You're going to cheer for what? You're taking that Rangers Messier jersey off and you're putting on your Yossi jersey?
I'm not putting on my Yossi jersey, but I'm going to go for the Preds because I want them to get to the playoffs.
Okay.
It's important for them to get to the playoffs.
Okay.
And the Rangers are solid. I think I said this before. It's like, I always go for like whatever team really needs it more.
Could be very subjective or objective.
So I'm gonna go Preds today.
Okay.
And it just is what it is, but I just had to show this off. And this is so comfy. Why is this so comfy?
I don't know. The blue looks good on you.
I'm gonna have to come visit and we're gonna go to a Rangers game together. Yeah.
Sign me up. Okay. I still haven't been.
Me neither.
I'll wear my Blackhawks Kane jersey and just get completely shit on the whole time I'm there.
God, you can't do that.
I know I can't do that. I wouldn't do that. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
I would not do that. I would not subject myself to that. However, Rangers fans are pretty cool, just in general, at least ones I've met. They kind of really don't care about anybody else, like typical New Yorkers. Like,
yeah.
They cannot be bothered with you and your problems. They are only focused on their team and their problems, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would say in a general sense.
Good.
I wouldn't do that, just for the record. Did you see this animated NHL telecast thing that happened this week?
I did not know.
So they did the first live animated NHL telecast. It was the game between the Capitals and the Rangers, and they called it the NHL Big City Greens Classic. And it aired on ESPN Plus, Disney Channel, all the Disney platforms, like for kids to try to, I guess, bring in the young audience through, you know, animatronic and not animatronic, but animated characters and players. And it was actually kind of fun to see. I saw some clips of it online. Just seeing, they kind of look like Legos, but like the players kind of look like Legos and their like heads are kind of square instead of round. Like they made it look very interesting, and it was pretty cool, and I would love to see sort of what everybody thought if they have kids and they turned it on. But it was to help grow the younger audiences and get them interested, so they did this animated version and still had the guys calling the game and everything, which was pretty cool. Did the traditional, and then Drew Carter and Kevin Weeks called the special broadcast, which I think is pretty cool. And they put Weeksy in this like in his goalie outfit. So they put him in that gear, but like in a headset, and like he's like sitting in his goalie gear. It was cute. It was definitely meant for kids. And I think it's interesting to see what the league is doing to bring in that next generation. Because they have now, because the rights are on ESPN, they can team up with Disney and do all these other things. So really interesting to see if that was more exciting for kids than the real thing. But
very cool.
That's what I got.
That's what you got.
Okay, hockey talk done. Everybody can leave the episode if they don't want to hear us freak out about Carrie Underwood, because there's actually a really, really good story from Breezy. She went to see Carrie Underwood. You guys know we're big country music fans. That's all we're going to talk about from now. So if you want to click out, peace and blessings. We'll see you next week. But if you want to listen to us freak out about Carrie Underwood, let the Carrie Underwood freak out commence. They are America's largest hockey retailer with dozens of stores and the option to shop online. If you or any of your kids play hockey, Pure Hockey is the place to find just about all of your equipment, skates, sticks, gear, bags, jerseys, and accessories. Plus, Pure Hockey is one of our affiliate partners. Next time you break your hockey stick or your kid grows out of his skates, why not check out purehockey.com? While you are looking for hockey equipment, you can also browse around for merchandise from your favorite NHL team, you know who Breezy's and mine are, and make gift giving even easier for your hockey-loving friends and family. And do us a favor, use our special link for purehockey.com when you browse the site and make a purchase, because we'll receive a small commission, which helps me and Breezy create this podcast. Head to the episode's show notes for the special direct link to shop at purehockey.com.
Here we go.
Give what it are we to starting me. With? Just tell me everything.
The show was so good. Mm-hmm. So good. Jimmy Allen was so good, first of all. He came out first. It was only the two of them. And there's a DJ. The DJ was like hyping everybody up. He's kind of weird, but kind of funny. Jimmy Allen came out. He was really good, super funny. He like was doing like a stand-up like in the middle of it. He had his microphone, he's coming out, he's drinking whiskey. He's like, it's the part of the show where my publicist and my manager and everybody hates because I got a microphone and whiskey. You never know what's gonna happen. he was really funny. He was just kind of being a typical funny guy. Can't really go into details about what he said without probably offending people, but it's okay.
Was it funny or was it offensive?
It was funny. Okay, I don't take offense to very many things, but it was very funny. So he was good. Then Carrie came out. I had general admission tickets, so I was on the floor.
You guys, but first of all, seats were in, not seats. She was standing like,
I was standing
three people deep behind the stage. It was unreal. She was sending me pictures. You got there so early. I was like, you could touch her. You were so close.
I could have. We got down there early and we went to, I don't know if for anybody who's ever been to LA, we went to Tom's Urban before. Anyone who has not been to LA, right across the street from Staples Center, there's a place called Tom's Urban. It's like this sports bar restaurant thing. I don't know how popular it is. I only go there ever so often. We went there first and we were just eating, but we had eight people in our party. So like, there's a lot of us. We were just sitting in like this little, like, it was like a bar, but not a bar. Like, it was just like a tiny little like bench that like you like would eat on. And it's kind of like a free for all. So like everybody else was just kind of coming up. And I was sitting there and this like couple came over and sat down and this guy like kept like staring at me. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, kind of looked over. He's like, is that a Preds hat? And I was like, yeah. And he goes to unzip his, and I'm like looking at him like, I don't, you're not on the Preds, right? And he gets to like unzip and he like full on like Superman's out his sweatshirt or his whatever it was. And he's got a Penguins shirt on. He's like, I'm a diehard Penguins fan.
Kate, why was he wearing that?
I don't know.
There was no hockey game.
No.
You were very going, fun, oh my God.
He was going to the concert though, because then his wife goes, are you from Nashville? And I was like, no, I'm just like a big fan, whatever. And she goes, oh, who's your favorite player? Mike Fisher. And I was like, no, Roman Yossi, but I'm here for Mike Fisher. She goes, he's not here. Why would you come for Mike Fisher? And I was like, well, he could be here. I don't know. Like, it's just a joke. Like, I'm just.
Yeah.
Easy. Anyway. Gross. So yeah, we do. We get in super early. We had to stand. I had to show my tickets like five times. We got a wristband. We walked down and yeah, like I was like right up on the barricade, but I didn't know that they were letting, you had to get like special like VIP tickets to like go closer to the stage, but I was still very close. She came out, she started off with Good Girl.
Great.
Which was very good. Very good. She sang a lot of songs, a lot of great songs, and she was like in front of me the entire time. I have so many pictures. Well, I didn't really take a lot of pictures. My sister took a lot of pictures and videos. So I have a lot of those. I did take a selfie with her.
Yes.
I turned around. I didn't show you the one that I took with my sister-in-law. It was a little bit better.
Okay.
But I turned around. It's hard because the lighting was so bad. Like, we were so dark. Yeah. And she was so bright that, like, she's kind of blown out. But, like, we do have a picture with Carrie. Mm-hmm. She's behind us. What else?
I don't know. She sings live, right?
Oh yeah, she sings live, and the when she sings though, it's like her voice like goes into your body and like rattles. Like, wow. She's so good, and you just like sit there and like your jaw is just dropped. And she played one of my favorite songs, "Pour Everybody Else." That's like my favorite song off of her new album right now. And she full on did a drum solo, like head banging the entire thing. Throws the sticks behind her, sorry microphone, and then like does like the last note of the song where she says "pour everybody else," but like has like the super long note. She just rocked the freaking drums, and then she's gonna come out and belt that note. I died every time she did something. I just looked at my nephew's girlfriend Sarah,
yeah,
and I just went, oh. That was what I was doing the entire night. I would just look at her and be like, oh.
Dead. Hit in the heart.
Hit in the heart. Her legs
are
so perfect. Her little... So she has two fiddles. I'll get to that in a second. She has a guy who plays the fiddle, and then she has like a backup singer who also plays the fiddle. Her legs were also good. It's like you have to have good legs to be in her band.
Clearly.
It's the weirdest thing. I can't say enough good things about her. She brought out Axl Rose. That was her guest of the night. She obviously sang, what she sang?
Sweet Child of Mine?
Paradise City.
Oh, I don't
Paradise
know.
Paradise City.
I don't even know if Sweet Child of Mine is an Axl Rose song, so.
She sang Paradise City, right? Yes, I think it was. Anyway, he comes out and I was just like, oh my God, he was right in front of me.
Well, he's a little unrecognizable these days. So when you sent me that picture, I was like, who is this? Like, because it was...
Who is this?
It does not look like what we think of when we think of Axl Rose.
No.
He does not look like himself at all. So.
He's aged a little bit. Just a little bit.
He's got a different hairdo and yeah.
Yeah. But he sounds great live.
Yeah.
They sound so good. They were so good. Carrie's so good. There is a reason why she is Entertainer of the Year. And when we were driving down, I drove down with my brother, my sister-in-law, and Sarah and her mom. And we were kind of talking, and because Sarah's mom just kind of got into country music a little bit. Like, she hasn't really like gone to a lot of shows. And my sister-in-law Cassie goes, yeah, well, when we first saw her at Staples Center a few years ago, Easton Corbin was opening up for her. And she's like, I went there for Easton Corbin. I did not care about Carrie Underwood. When I left, I cared about Carrie Underwood. Like, I wanted to see her again, and I had to see her again. Like, I paid $150 for my ticket for this time around for floor seats.
That's it?
That is it.
That's
and
so
people are probably like,
cheap.
That's so expensive, like, to go to a concert. To see Carrie Underwood, honestly, I would spend over $150 to see Carrie Underwood if I was in the building with her.
Yeah.
I'd want to sit, like, a little bit, like, lower down. But, like, just get your butt into a seat or just standing room, whatever it is. Go see Carrie Underwood because it is a phenomenal experience. When she sang Church Bells, she had, like a church choir. Not in the building, but like she had them like a voice record, like a recording of them, but on her big screen behind her, it was like the like cool like graphics, and like they would like sing like the church bell part with her.
Right.
chills. It was crazy.
I'm getting chills, and I wasn't even there to hear it.
I just wanted to watch. I didn't even want to record, but then I saw my sister recording. I was like, good, she's getting the video. I don't even care. I'm just gonna like watch this because it was phenomenal.
What song did she sing when she flies up in the contraption thing?
Crazy Angels.
Okay.
Or Crazy Angel, not Angels, not plural. Crazy Angel was up there. She also, okay, so she goes from her main stage. She gets up on a swing. Her tour is over now, but
right.
She got onto like a swing. So like the swing came out of the stage and she went over the crowd to another stage behind like the sound stage, like the sound booth, whatever
that's
it is.
That's cool.
And she unfortunately played Two Black Cadillacs over there. I was like, dang it. And she played guitar over there. And I was like, you're so far from me. I can't even see you. But she was close to the back.
Right.
So like people that were in like further back, like could see her, which is really cool. Like they had like a front row to like three songs. And so she sang. What else she? Oh, she sang Jesus Take the Wheel over there as well. So Two Black Cadillacs. And I think when she was flying, I don't remember what she was seeing when she was flying over. Forgive me.
It's okay.
Anyway, then she got on that little, like, it's like what Pink would get on, you know?
Yeah, like an acrobatic thing.
An acrobatic. Like, think of, like, what Pink does, like, in her shows. So she, like, grabbed onto that, and she was, like, twisting and turning, and, like, her legs are coming out, and she was, like, bent, like, crazy. And flew back to her side of to the main stage where we were, and, like, dropped down, and then she, like, continued the show from there, but... She brings it.
Unreal.
And Jimmy Allen came back out.
Oh, go ahead.
And they did like a dance off, but yeah.
I'm sure at that point his dancing was either really good or really bad. If he's
it was pretty good.
Okay. Better than Zuccarello.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'd like to see a dance battle from the two of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is how crazy it is to me that Carrie Underwood's floor seats in LA are only $150.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce, $475 in Detroit.
Oh.
Like, that's not the markup price either. That's the flat ticket price.
Yeah.
It's like, that's insane. I would pay to see Carrie Underwood twice for that price.
Yeah.
Or even three times. Go ahead, Ringo. You can get
well, even... So Morgan Wallen's coming to town. I'm a big Morgan Wallen fan, as a lot of other people are. He's coming to LA, but he won't be here until July. Okay. And he's playing at the SoFi Stadium. So in Inglewood, the big football stadium. I've never been there before, but I'm like, my seats are like kind of far back. I'm in section like 327, I think it is, which like isn't far, right. But it's like mid tier. Right.
What were those?
$225. Worth it though, because it's going to be a long show. Like Bailey Zimmerman, Ernest, Hardy, and Morgan are all playing. And you had to figure Morgan plays like he's probably going to play at least like an hour and a half. He has to. And Hardy will come out with them. Like, so you have like, it's a long show.
Yeah.
So it's worth, I mean, the last time I saw Morgan, I paid $110 at Staples Center, and I was far back. I was in section 209, but those tickets were so hard to get, and my resale on those things, like if I wanted to sell them, were going for $800.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and right now, resale in that area, because you had to be a VIP in order to get tickets because they're in such a high demand for Morgan Wallen. If you try to sell them now, I think my tickets are going for like $450 or something like that. But it's like, you want to go to the show. Like, you don't want to have to spend that much money. And like, I'm not going to like, or I'm not getting tickets to resell them and be like that kind of person unless like I literally can't go.
Right.
So,
unreal.
She Carrie looked amazing. $150. That's... looked amazing. She sounded amazing. It was
her
crazy.
Outfits. Oh my God.
Her outfits.
That like leather fringed gold floor length jacket. Ugh.
And then the girl who made that jacket, she DM'd me after I made the post.
Oh, you didn't even tell that part.
I didn't tell that part. No, I'm getting there. So I did a post on Instagram, and it was that picture of Carrie wearing that jacket, whatever it was, and her flying through the air. So you just have to go to my personal Instagram at the Young Breezes, and you can see it. And
with the fiddle player.
I captioned it. Yeah. So it's Carrie with one of her fiddle players, the guy. And I captioned it because she made a point in the middle of the set to say that they're so country that they don't have one fiddle. They have two fiddles. And that stuck with me because I was like, I love the fiddles. Like, that's so cool. So when I went to go do my post, I was like, oh man, I don't know what to caption it. But like, apparently I'm really good at Instagram captions. So I was like, okay, yeah. So I can figure this out. So then I was like, fiddles, double the fiddle, double the fun. So I posted it. I made my post in like, I don't know, 3 minutes, whatever it was, because I already knew which pictures I liked. Like 10, 15, no, maybe like half an hour later, I got like a message request, and it was from the girl who made the jacket. And she goes, oh my God, like I've made that jacket. I would love if you can tag me in the post. And then I would love to like reshare your post just to like whatever, because like I'm trying, it's only her. She's like, I'm just trying to grow like my design company. You know, I'll help you out. Like,
yeah.
So I tagged her in it, you know? So I go along with my day because you got to figure I saw Carrie on Monday. So this is on Tuesday. I'm at work going along with my day. I scroll on Instagram and I'm like, And like, I didn't get any notifications or anything like that. So I clicked on like my little heart button to see like, does anybody like my post? You know, Carrie Underwood commented on my post. Not only did she comment on my post, she gave me a heart, a red heart, which means we are best friends.
Tell everybody what she said.
She said,
I'm going to have to use that line or something like that.
I don't want to mess this up. I took a screenshot of it. Also, the only reason why I'm saying that we're best friends is because she commented right after, just like my cousin commented, and I don't even know what my cousin commented. LTI with a crying face. I don't even know what that means. Then Carrie comments, and you can see it, red dot right there. We'll probably share this screen. And then Elma commented like a day later or whatever it was. Carrie goes, I'm going to use that line, dot, 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 red heart.
Carrie freaking Underwood.
Carrie freaking Underwood.
Official. I checked it too. I thought, oh, maybe this is a fake account. Because I checked. I clicked the picture and it went to the real Carrie Underwood profile.
I was like, there's no way, Carrie. Like, there's no way this is real. And I like clicked on it and I was like, she's got like 12 million followers or whatever it is. And I looked at Sarah and she goes, how did she see your post out of like everybody else's? And I go, I don't know. Like, I don't have that. I have like 300 followers. Like, I don't have any, whatever.
Right. I don't know.
And so I'm good, like, timing. Seeing myself. And I'm like, she commented on my, what? She commented me? Just little old me?
You're two for two. Hillary Knight, Carrie Underwood.
Next, I got to get Lainey freaking Wilson.
Yeah. Well, she said your name in a live stream.
She did.
But that's.
But we're not quite there yet.
But that was, We're close.
We're close. We're getting there.
That's insane.
Carrie freaking Underwood. She said she's going to use that line. So I'm like, girl, you got to use the line. You got to like.
Is she going to put it in a song? Is she going to give you a trademark? Like, what does that mean? Well, she's going
to
use that line.
I was going to respond back to her and be like, nope, trademarked. Can't use it.
And but I said, I was just tell her that she can use it on the podcast. She can use the line as long as she comes on the podcast to talk about being a hockey wife, which you did not reply to her.
I sent her a message.
She's not going to see
that. I'm sorry. I can't put a response to Carrie freaking Underwood like that.
Yes, you can. You didn't even respond.
I liked it because I didn't know how to respond.
I told you how to respond.
Well, that's you. Fine. I sent her a message because I was like, you know what?
Fine.
If she saw my post, she probably will read a message from me because we're best friends.
Okay.
I'm going to message her again. I'm going to do a follow-up.
Just reply to the comment.
Check your messages, Carrie.
Right?
I'll give you more lines that you can use.
Check your DM. I'll have a song write for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was pretty spectacular. Do you remember on Instagram, there used to be that option where you could see what people liked? You could go to your, you could go to my profile and see, the pictures I liked. That doesn't exist anymore.
No.
But if it did, you could see then how she found your, if she was, going through and liking a bunch of fans. Yeah. Or,
if that was... I only tagged her.
Right.
I didn't, hashtag. Unreal. I didn't, do it. I just tagged her.
Do you think it was her or, someone on her social team?
I don't know, because, when you... I think it's her. Because when you, if you've ever, seen her in a video... Okay, perfect example. Kelsea Ballerini came out and, surprised Carrie on stage by, presenting her with, a metal... one of those, wrestling belts, having the most entertainment, it's the CMT most entertainment whatever of the year. And Kelsey announced that she was going to be hosting the CMT Awards in Austin this upcoming, it's in April. So, but Carrie, she was when she was responding, she was very yeah, you can tell me, sure. She was kind of dry. And I feel this comment is kind of it wasn't I'm going to use that line, exclamation points. I'm going to use that line, dot, dot, dot. Love it. That's how I read it.
Okay. Yeah, she's a little... Yeah, she's...
Modest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, reserved, kind of.
Yeah.
Different personality on stage and off stage, for sure.
Right. So... that's all I got. Carrie Underwood and I are like this... I have a selfie with her and she commented on my Instagram. I should have posted the picture of our selfie. Dang it.
Unreal, dude. Unreal. I couldn't believe it. I could believe it, but I couldn't believe it. I looked at it 5 times.
I'm still looking at it.
Because I was just...
I still go back to it.
I was just as shocked as you were.
And then cousin Chad up in Toronto, he liked it. And then he messaged me and he goes, I got to read this message between me and Chad.
Cousin Chad.
He goes, cousin Chad. Where is he? So he goes, did Carrie Underwood just comment on your post? I said, yes. And he laughed. He goes, amazing. I was like, I'm fangirling. He goes, that's insane. I was like, wait, what's going on here? So awesome. And I said, I had the exact same reaction. I was like, wait, what is happening?
What?
And then she goes, and then he goes, oh, so cool. Her hubby's all right, too. Good old Canadian boy. His cousin Chad lives in Canada. He's a big Canadian guy. Mm-hmm. And then when I posted on my story, I had put Carrie under freaking Wood. And then my old coworker and colleague, he goes, is freaking part of her middle or last name? Everyone has been noticing that she has commented on my post. And I'm just like... Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
It's amazing. It's fan interaction. She really clearly cares about her fans. And either whether or not it's her or her social team, they are doing the most and doing the best to make people feel like she's really interacting with them. And she might be. She might take the phone for 30 minutes and look at the posts that have been tagged in the last whatever, how many hours, and she just goes in and comments, which would make sense. I mean, that's what I would do. I would take a certain amount of time and just look at the comments and respond to whatever I could in the time and make somebody's day. That would be awesome. So,
because think about how little that, I know people are so busy, but for anything, not even just for country music star, even hockey players, it's think about when Hillary Knight liked my post, I freaked the F out.
Right.
And it's just the little things where it's just you feel you got noticed, even though you probably weren't noticed, but you just feel it. And you're just this is so I am I am communicating with Carrie Underwood right now.
Yes.
Not many people can say that.
No.
But someone who's really good at that, and I just saw a video, is Kelsey Ballerini. Like, she is very much like, she
shares
they're
like
called
fan
stitches,
videos.
Like stitches. Yeah, she stitches videos. Some girl goes, I'm not one to like try to call for attention, but like she did, like she said what she had been going through. And she's like, I'm trying to get tickets to your Pittsburgh show, is the last show of that specific leg of the Heart First tour. And Kelsey stitched it. And she goes, I'm so excited that you want to come hang out with me. I will get you tickets. I'm going to message you right now. Check your DMs. And I'm so excited to see you later tonight.
God.
But like, that's not the first time she's done that.
Yeah.
But it just shows that like, you think of Kelsey Ballerini and you think of like, mega star, maybe not like mega star, but like you think of like untouchable, you know. But then you get like a response like that. It's like when I went to her show, it was like I felt like I was hanging out with a friend,
yeah,
because she's so interactive and like jokes around and like she's taking shots with people in the crowd, like she's just having a good time,
yeah.
And she is coming back to LA. Well, she's coming to Vegas and she's going to be in Santa Barbara, so like I gotta go to one of those because like,
yeah,
it's gonna be so good, but. You just have to interact with people.
Yeah. It's, they've got it down. It's like a, such a missed opportunity for NHL players. However, I feel like it's harder to control that and harder to control what they're going to respond, you know, like,
yeah.
And then you could really get yourself into some trouble. I feel like,
but even like teams, like I remember I haven't posted on Hunks Hockey in a while. It's been hard again. But like, I think the Colorado Avalanche like to post one time, and it's like, just for a team to like, mm-hmm. like a post, or I'd get like, like I would tag like the Preds in like a story and like, they would like the story.
Right. Like
just
that's
the littlest
easy.
Things. That's a social team.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you could give the players permission to like things, but not comment, you know?
Right. Yeah. Or comment on the ones that matter, like a little kid like wearing like a Zuccarello jersey and he's like dancing after he scores a goal. Like he should come and be like, nice moves, dude, you know?
Right. It should be like five phrases they could say, like, I like your jersey. Thanks for being a fan. Like maybe give them like three phrases they're allowed to comment, because I just don't think that the league would be very you know, happy about that. I don't know. I mean, I don't like go on, I'm on Twitter, but I'm like not active on it. And I think that Marshawn,
yeah,
he's interactive on there. But I think he only
but he is crazy
with the media, right? Like does he respond to
like
humans?
I think he does fans sometimes, like trolls mostly. He trolls the trolls. I think players, teammates, like stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are, but he, whatever they are, he doesn't follow them.
He definitely bends the rules.
Yeah. So
sometimes
yeah.
They're about to break the rule. He breaks the rules.
Carrie Underwood. I told you when I saw her come out and surprise Keith Urban.
Yeah.
And I think she was pregnant at the time.
She could have been.
Yeah, because her youngest is what, four? Three, four? Yeah. I think she
Something
was pregnant.
Like that.
And I freaked out and I was screaming at my brother standing next to me. I was like, it's Carrie Underwood. It's Carrie Underwood. Shaking him like, it's Carrie Underwood. He's like, I know. I see her. Sorry, you just pulled your earbuds out. Sorry.
I got excited. I was like,
it was like, I just was like freaking out. And I didn't know that was going to be my reaction, but it was.
Yeah. I know when you see her, you're just like, holy
yeah.
crap.
Yeah.
There's only a few people that I've been like, oh my God. And I would say the most that I've been so shocked by was definitely Lainey, because I was so close to her when she came out. And it was such like an intimate like time where like it was just her and the acoustic guitar like right front of me.
Yeah.
But I'm like jaw dropping. Kelsey was jaw dropping, and so was Carrie. I can't imagine, like, nobody else I think has really been like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the next superstar to make our jaws drop.
Who's it gonna be? I'm gonna go probably Megan Maroney. I feel like I really like her. She's up and coming. I'll say Meg Maroney.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.